This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, the sermon I preached 2 weeks ago on March 3rd was based on John chapter 8, verses 31 through 47. And in that section of John's Gospel, where's Jesus? Well, he's still in Jerusalem at the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, preaching and teaching to the people. Now, in that sermon that I preached 2 weeks ago, we learned that people were willing to believe in Jesus as long as he said what they wanted to hear. But then Jesus told them the truth, and the truth hurt. You see, Jesus told them that they were slaves to their own sin, and that they needed to trust in him if they wanted to be set free from their slavery to sin. In addition, Jesus told them that God was not their father. Now, that doesn't mean that God didn't love them. He did. What Jesus means is they didn't love God. So Jesus tells them that God was not their father. Why? Because they were rejecting God's Son. They were rejecting Jesus. How can they love the Father if they're rejecting His Son? And then Jesus told them that they wanted to kill Him. Isn't that interesting? Not long before this, they were willing to follow Jesus as long as he said what they wanted to hear. But when Jesus told them that they were sinners and actually children of the devil, well, instead of repenting and trusting in Jesus as their Savior, they now wanted to kill him. That sounds a lot like what goes on in our world today. I was on Facebook the other day trying to witness to a woman who was open to hearing the truth, although she had strayed from the faith. But on this same Facebook post, some of her atheist friends were trying to challenge me. They said, "Oh, I used to believe in Jesus when I was young, but then I actually read the Bible and found out I didn't like some of the things that God was saying. I didn't like some of the things Jesus was teaching, so I rejected it." Well, what does that tell you? They were doing the same thing as the Jews were in our gospel reading. As long as God was telling them what they wanted to hear, they were okay with God and Jesus. But the moment God said something that convicted them, the moment God said something that went against their idea of good and evil, then they wanted nothing to do with God. And the devil is tempting us to have the same evil attitude. Well, in today's gospel reading, things get even worse. Jesus goes on to stress who he actually is. And when Jesus does this, it is more than the Jews can take. You see, up to this point, many of them were willing to give Jesus the benefit of the doubt because all his miracles suggested that he was the Messiah. But they thought he was the Messiah that they wanted. Sadly, the Jews of Jesus' day understood the Messiah to be a man, but only a man, and that God would use the Messiah to lead Israel to victory over their earthly enemies, just as God had used Moses to lead their ancestors out of slavery in Egypt. But now, Jesus is saying that he has come to rescue them from an even greater slavery. Earlier in John chapter 8, Jesus says that he has come to rescue them from the slavery of their own sin against God. In addition, Jesus is insisting that even though he's a man, he is much more than an ordinary man. For example, Jesus tells them that whoever obeys his word will never see death. Now, the Jews are shocked by this. Why? Well, because it seems that Jesus is claiming to be God. Because only God can rescue us from death. Well, after this, things come to a head. I want you to listen again to the end of today's gospel reading. Jesus said to the Jews, "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. You are not yet 50 years old, they said to him, and you've seen Abraham. Very truly I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Did you hear what Jesus said? He said that he knew Abraham. And the Jews asked him how that was possible since Jesus was not yet 50 years old. And then Jesus said these awesome words, before Abraham was born, I am. In our Old Testament reading from Exodus, we heard how God appeared to Moses in the burning bush. God informed Moses that he was going to use him to rescue his people from Egypt. And then Moses asked God what his name was, in case people asked. And then remember what God said to Moses? He said, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Now here's where you need to know a little Hebrew. The English words I am translate a Hebrew verb. And that Hebrew verb is pronounced Yahweh. And so Yahweh became the holy name of God. Yahweh was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the creator of all things. Therefore, the Jews in our gospel understood exactly what Jesus was saying about himself. They understood perfectly that Jesus was claiming to be Yahweh. Jesus was claiming to be the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the creator of all things. In fact, the Apostle Paul said the same thing about Jesus in our second reading from Colossians. Listen again. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all, over all creation. For in Him all things were created. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him. Now, I've mentioned before that some people deny that Jesus is God. For example, the Jehovah's Witnesses deny that Jesus is God, even though Scripture teaches otherwise. In addition, there are many misled people that say, hey, you know, Jesus never claimed to be God. But when I hear people say that, I know they haven't read the Bible very carefully, because today's gospel reading is just one of countless examples where Jesus very clearly claims to be God in human flesh. So, why does the devil work so hard to get us to deny that Jesus is God? There are two reasons. First, the devil wants us to deny that Jesus is God because then we don't have to take his words all that seriously. Think about it. If Jesus is only a man, then we certainly don't need to come to church to worship him, do we? Because he's dead. If Jesus was only a man, then he's dead and buried like all other human teachers, and we don't have to pay attention to his words if we don't want to. Secondly, the devil wants us to deny that Jesus is God because he wants us to ignore the cross. You see, the devil wants us to deny that Jesus is God, because then, if Jesus is not God, then his death on the cross means nothing. If Jesus were only a man, then he can't be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world by his atoning death for sinners. Because only God could do that. My friends, if Jesus is not the eternal Son of God in human flesh, then we might as well close this congregation and board up the doors. If Jesus is not God, then baptism is a meaningless ritual. If Jesus is not God, then His word is a lie. If Jesus is not God, then the Lord's Supper is only bread and wine and a big waste of time. But I have news for you. Good news. Today, Jesus says to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Jesus is who He clearly claimed to be. He is our Creator who came into this world and took on our flesh. Why? So that He could sacrifice Himself in our place of damnation and then conquer death for us and thereby make forgiveness of sins and eternal life possible for us sinners. So my friends, we're not going to close this congregation. Nor are we going to board up the doors, because Jesus is Yahweh, and He died for our sins, and He conquered death for us, and that's why we're here to worship Him and receive His gifts. Because Jesus is Yahweh, we will continue to baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, thereby giving to people the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. Paul writes about this in Romans 6. Listen to this. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Because Jesus is Yahweh, we will continue to preach and teach His word in this congregation, because His word is the truth that sets us free from sin, death, and the lies of the devil. Because Jesus is Yahweh, we will continue to have the Lord's Supper in this congregation, where we are given the very body and blood of our crucified and risen Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of our sins and the hope of eternal life. Because Jesus is Yahweh, His death on the cross is full payment for all our sins against God. As Paul wrote at the end of our second reading, for God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. You know, a famous Christian author by the name of C.S. Lewis once wrote some very interesting words in response to his contemporary skeptics who were saying, you know, I don't really believe that Jesus is God, but I do believe He was a good moral teacher, but nothing more. How did C.S. Lewis respond to that? He wrote that any man that made the claims that Jesus made about Himself must either be a liar or a lunatic or the Lord. Why did C.S. Lewis say that? Because no mere man who claimed to be a good teacher would make claims about himself that Jesus did. No mere man who was only a good teacher would claim to be the eternal Son of God, the Creator of the world, and the only Savior for lost sinners. Therefore, when it comes to Jesus, C.S. Lewis pointed out, you only have two options. You either have to reject Him and despise Him because of who He claims to be, and you don't believe it. Or you can fall on your knees and worship Him as your Lord and Savior. But no nonsense about Jesus merely being a good moral teacher. Today, Jesus has revealed to you that He is Yahweh. He is the eternal Son of the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the Creator of the universe, who died for you and conquered death for you. Through faith in Jesus, your many sins are forgiven. Through faith in Jesus, you have victory over death itself and the certain hope of the resurrection and eternal life in God's love. Jesus is Yahweh. That's why we come to church on a regular basis, to worship Him. Jesus is Yahweh. That's why we pray to Him every day and study His Word. Jesus is Yahweh, our loving Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may the peace